Dream, 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 dream.
I'm Taylor Lautner.
Bella, where the hell have you been, little girl?
Taylor Lautner!
It's the Taylor Lautner effect.
He's got a great ass.
Massive pile of hokey man meat.
They don't even ask. They just reach over and just start touching me.
He took his shirt off.
You dated Taylor Swift.
Do you have a girlfriend?
My name is Tay.
My wife, Tay Lautner,
was a nurse through COVID.
Start nursing at the beginning of 2020.
She's incredible.
From that came a nonprofit. From that, this podcast.
We got married, now share the same exact name.
I'm happy because of what it's taught me.
My biggest goal in life is to help people.
What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Taylor and Tay Lautner, but now I learn. Fuck, I'm gonna fuck this up. Okay, what is it? It's Lautner.
It is.
Okay, hold on. Taylor and Tay Lautner, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Thank you.
We need to talk.
I know.
Okay, so to everyone that is basically like me growing up, there's Taylor Lautner, like Taylor Lautner, Taylor Lautner, Taylor Lautner. And as you guys are walking in, someone in my house just goes, you know it's not Lautner, it's Lautner. Taylor? Sorry. Taylor. Childhood is...
I know.
Can you explain to me why... Yes. What? Are we all assholes?
No, you're not. Okay. It really is all my fault.
Okay.
I spent literally a decade just not correcting people. Like, I don't know. Just everybody decided it was Lautner, and I was just, I never stopped anybody. I never was just like, hey, it's Lautner. So I just went with it, and I even started saying it myself. I even started calling myself Taylor Lautner. Like, if I had to make, like, a dinner reservation, you, like, want to drop, like, the name, you know, to get in.
We still do that.
I don't say Lautner. I say, hey, it's Taylor Lautner calling. It helps.
I was going to say, if I was that hostess and you said, hey, it's Taylor Lautner, I'd be like, well, I wish it was Taylor Lautner.
But okay,
like, yeah, you wouldn't get the rest.
I know.
Does your family think it's weird that you went with it? Like,
My sister gives me a lot of crap. I'm sure my grandparents are like back in Michigan. Just, yeah. But it is all my fault. But I go with anything.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck, no, but definitely my fault.
I'm just processing because it'd be like if I was like, it actually is Alex Copper, but I've never given that clarification for all my years. Like, it's a little bit of a mind fuck. Okay.
I know.
Okay. But now I'm sorry if I also fuck it up again. So I'm just going to intentionally not going to say the last name for the rest of the episode. Okay.
Done.
Taylor and Tay. You both have the same name, but I'm going to call wifey Tay, man Taylor.
Perfect.
Does that work?
Yep.
Okay.
That works.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice. Anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Daddy Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Daddy Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
To give people context, we've met before,
yes.
Once briefly, at the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
And I remember I'm sitting in my dressing room and I'm like, ooh, like I have to pee. And I ask the PA woman, I'm like, do you think I can go to the bathroom? And she's like, not right now. Taylor's in the hallway. And I'm like, okay, like, I don't have, like, beef with Taylor Lautner, okay? Like, all good here. And she's like, no, like, he's practicing, like, his flips. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm sitting there like, I brought no party tricks. I'm like, well, and then I had brought my dog and I wasn't sure if I was going to bring him on stage. And I'm oh, you're fucking coming with me, Henry.
You have no choice now.
Yeah, he's flipping.
Literally. I'm like, Taylor's flipping. And I'm in like a mini skirt just like, oh, we're pulling out the tricks. Yeah, you made me look really bad. Thanks for that.
I'm sincerely sorry, but I did... I literally was like just starting to do like a round off back handspring or whatever. And I saw you in your robe come around the corner. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh no, yeah, this is going to be an awkward introduction.
So casual. Just doing a round off back handspring. Did you do a lot of those type of things growing up? Like, were you a gymnast?
I did the stuff called extreme martial arts. I did do some gymnastics, but martial arts was a big part of my early years.
Okay.
Before I started acting, that is like what I did.
Well, like worked out in acting because then he's like doing flips and does he do it around the house?
With tequila.
That's true. It does need a little encouragement these days.
It makes me nervous. Like, well, I mean, all of our friends know that he does it. So like, we'll like be out somewhere. We'll like, it be like, I don't know, having a wine night even and we'll turn into a dance party.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. Yeah. They egg it on, and they know if they bring me a drink or two, what's going to happen.
Yeah. You get a little sauced up, and all of a sudden, Taylor's like, everybody move to the side. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I start flipping and dancing like a stripper.
Yep. Yeah.
Pretty accurate. Yeah.
I love that for you.
It's concerning, but yep.
Okay, let's talk about the fact that, yes, you guys have now the same name. You have the same first names, Taylor, and then you have the same last name now, Lautner, or Lautner, however you guys want to fucking say it, okay? Can you tell me one of the most outrageous things that's ever happened with you guys having the same first name and last name and getting mixed up?
I feel like, see, I wish I had a really outstanding story for you. The truth is, I think I'm thankful that, one, Taylor is a somewhat, you know, like it's a popular name. Yeah. I've had multiple co-stars named Taylor. I've dated a Taylor or two. So I've had practice differentiating the Taylors, which I think has been helpful for us. So we've never had something like catastrophic, like Amazon packages, Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
TSA check-ins.
TSA is like, we'll give them our IDs and they're like, okay, Taylor. And we're like, yeah. And they're like, but. And we're like, yeah. And then they look and they're like, oh.
But which one's Taylor Lautner? And we're like, it's both of us.
Say it correctly.
I said it like the TSA
Taylor
person would say
Lautner.
It. Sorry.
Now you're going to fuck me up again. I'm like, well, how do I say it again? The whole thing is fascinating.
It is a bizarre thing.
But I love it. And I love that you guys have fun with it. And I love also, like you said, you're a vet. Taylor, in your lives, it's all like there's something with this name that's close to heart, and I'm so happy you guys have made it work. You guys just celebrated your 1 year wedding anniversary.
Yes.
I am getting married this spring, you guys. So I need all of the advice. I need all of the information. I'm curious though, like when you guys look back, is there anything you wish you had known before getting married that now you're like, Alex, here's your advice?
Good question. We were also together for almost 5 years before we got married. Okay. We got engaged at 4, married at 5.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of like living experience and like we got through that aspect of the relationship.
I feel like we went through like a lot of life of like COVID and both of us like dealing with a lot of like mental health things that we like figured out, like communication and like those things that I feel like a lot of people like figure out their first year of marriage. Like we know like how the other works in like an argument or how like if one's feeling stressed what the other one needs, so I feel like that kind of like helped prepare us.
I felt the same way with my relationship, which I would encourage anyone listening to do, ladies specifically, because I have a lot of women. It's like I think that there's a lot of pressure to get married and then you're like, we'll figure it out when we get married, and I really think it's important to figure it out before you get married, because everything just gets worse. If there's something before you get married, it will just only get worse when you're together. And so if you don't like something about the person or there's a struggle that you're going through, like figure it out together and see if you can even go through hardships together before you commit to a life together.
Could not agree more. I think a lot of people think that if there is any sort of problem or whatever, that getting married will fix that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the case, but I wouldn't think it is.
Yeah, I think it only like complicates it.
Totally.
A little more.
So we have to talk about Twilight.
Yes.
And I think when I was like thinking of this interview, I did want to also just ask you, like, I've had a couple people on my show before that they are, will always be tied to some franchise that everyone is so obsessed with and loves so much. And I have a lot of empathy for the actors because I know that it's not that they don't also love it so much, or maybe they don't, but it's like, it's always going to be asked every interview people want to know.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to first say, like, how do you even feel about it when someone's like, let's talk about Twilight?
I only feel great, you know, feelings towards the franchise and everything it's given me. It's definitely like, you know, there's pros and cons to what it gave me, but the pros far outweigh the cons. But it just like took a journey after the franchise was over with, figuring out, you know, who I really am and what is truly important to me in life.
Yeah.
But I'm very, very thankful for that franchise.
No, and I appreciate you sharing that, because I can imagine like having so much of your public identity wrapped up in something and people loving something so much, it's a lot to be like, wait, who am I outside of this character, and who am I outside of, like, what do I want to do next in my career? Like, I don't want to just stop there. And I think it's amazing that you guys have started your podcast, The Squeeze, which we're going to talk about, but like, it's cool to see you continue to do other things, but also know that, like, yeah, there's this one big ass thing.
Yeah.
Although like Shark Boy.
Have you seen that?
Are you kidding me? Shark Boy and Lava Girl? Like, I don't want to like bring it up, but like, obviously, Taylor.
Let's go. Many moons ago.
Just a couple questions about Twilight that I just want to go through for all of my millennial girls that are just like,
You got a giant Twihard right here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
But die hard Team Edward.
Yeah, we got to talk about that because.
You are too.
I was about to say.
It's fine. I understand. I get it. I've watched him back. He's a little whiny. I get it.
I was going to say, yeah, but I didn't want you to feel like grouped up on. Like, it's not fair that we're all sitting here being like, well, yeah, but like Team Edward. Like, I loved you in it. But like, come on. You know.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, what was your favorite one to film?
Ooh. To film? Mm-hmm. Shoof. Mm-hmm. Probably New Moon, just because that was like my first one.
Yeah.
Like, I was in Twilight, but not really. And, you know, my character goes through quite a bit in New Moon, and that was just very exciting for
me.
Like, that time in my life was like, whoa, what the
heck? And do you know that he wasn't actually supposed to be Jacob through the rest of the franchise?
Wait, they were going to take you out?
Yeah, they called me and said, thank you for your participation, but we are recasting you for the rest of the franchise.
Well, because they thought you were so bad. You were great.
My character in the first book is supposed to be like the 16-year-old little scrawny boy. And then in the middle of New Moon, he transforms into this like 25-year-old looking like built muscular man. So their plan just all along was to cast a 16-year-old, which they did. I was 16 at the time. And then they were going to cast like a mid-20s guy to carry on and be Jacob for the rest of the franchise. So I had to fight for my role back and
hit the gym.
Yeah. Thankfully, I started that process the second we stopped filming the first movie.
Yeah, because they like he had already known that that was coming. So they were like, we're going to
get ahead
of this. I read the
books. So I like knew, well, if I want to continue playing him, I got to do something.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was ready. So when we got that call, my team was like, have you seen him recently? And they were like, no, why? And like, well, you may want to take a meeting with him or something. And I had been like hardcore working out for about 9 months at this point and probably had about 20 or 25 pounds added at that point. And they were surprised, but they didn't make it easy. I still had to re-audition. Thankfully, Kristen was like, you're not reading with any casting director. You're doing that with me, which is very sweet of her.
So sweet.
But it all worked out, yeah.
Also, I can only imagine, which we'll get to, like when you guys started dating, were you like, tell me everything. Tell me everything. Like, let's go. Tell me all the details, the behind the scenes.
Yeah, I feel like I've like, wanted to, it's weird because like he, like in my brain, he like wasn't in Twilight. Like, mm-hmm. like I feel like this is the perfect example of like Lautner and Lautner. Mm-hmm. Like you're Lautner. That's Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
Yeah. No,
Taylor Lautner.
Yeah. Like in my brain, it's different. But I definitely have asked a lot of questions and he's filled me in on things. But now I don't like ask because sometimes it gets ruined for me. I'm like, I want to live in this magical
really?
Land of things.
I've said things that have ruined it for
no,
you?
No, no, not. I like to think
she's
it's
also
magical.
Annoyingly cool as a cucumber with stuff like this. Like when we first started dating, like she was like a diehard Twilight fan. Right. She like loves Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. Like in like all this mm-hmm. stuff and like. Mm-hmm. As soon as she started meeting some of these people and hanging, she could, like, care less that right. they're in the room. She's just way too cool.
Too
like,
cool.
I geek out over people. She doesn't.
That. And I also think when you first started dating, too, it's, like, this natural feeling of, like, you don't want to be, like, a creeper being, like, tell me everything. Because then you're going to be, like, okay, well, I don't want to date you because, like, stop being, like, a fan. So it's, like, a moment where you know the relationship's real. I'm with Lautner. Let me talk about Lautner now. Like, let's yeah. get into it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm curious, like... Does anyone in your family act?
No. No.
How did you get into it?
No form of entertainment in my family. I got into it through the martial arts, actually. My karate instructor, when I was about 8 years old, he was the Blue Power Ranger at the time.
What?
And he lived out here.
I love that you get that detail every time.
It's pretty specific, but fabulous.
It's a great detail.
So funny.
He was the Blue Power Ranger.
That's like, huge.
Damn. Yeah. He was the coolest person like in the world to me.
Of course.
And he kept like pushing. He kept being like, are you sure you don't want to give this acting thing a shot? I think you'd be great. And I'm like, I don't know. And my parents were like, we live in Michigan. Like, you know, he plays football, baseball, school, you know, the martial arts. We don't know about that. But he kept pushing it. And eventually we came out for one summer and stayed with him in his house. And I went on some auditions for a month. I didn't book anything, but I just like, I loved it
yeah.
and went back home to Michigan. And my parents asked me like, do you want to do this or what? And I was like, I think I do. So for a couple years, we did it from Michigan, which was an absolute nightmare. And then when I was about 12, we moved out to LA, most supportive family ever.
Wow.
And pretty shortly after we moved out, I got Shark Boy.
Did you have any issues after Shark Boy of feeling like, who did I talk to recently that was like, yeah, I got like made fun. Oh, Cole Sprouse was like, all the time, my brother and I, people were like, you're gay, you're this, you're that, you're weirdo, yeah. like derogatory mm-hmm. names starting with the F word, like yep. just like bad things. Like, did you experience any of that after?
That was my high school. Yep. Yep. I did Shark Boy and then Cheaper by the Dozen 2, like kind of back to back. And then after that, I was like, wow, this is going great. Like, yeah. this is what I'm going to do. And then I honestly just hit a dry spell mm-hmm. and I thought acting was done for me. I was in public school my whole life, but I, you know, started going to high school nightmare. Those, when you're a freshman and you got like the junior and senior boys, absolute nightmare.
You got thrown in a trash can.
Really?
Yeah. You told me that you got thrown in a trash can.
I honestly think I have just like completely blacked out some of the things that have happened to me.
We were like deep talking one night, I think. And he told me that. I was like, wait, what? And he was like, yeah. I was like, what?
The one that I remember most is during PE, two guys picked me up and put me like up against the locker, and one of them just took his fist and punched me in my balls as hard as he could.
Fuck.
And I thought my testicle popped.
Of course.
It's worse than the trash can.
I know.
That is worse than the trash can.
I know. I literally went into the stall and I was making sure it didn't pop.
Dude, Taylor.
So yeah, that was high school. Thank you, Shark Boy.
And when that was happening and you were getting bullied for that, like, are they saying like stuff about Shark Boy? Like, it's all based in like your
yeah I mean yeah it would go well beyond that, like you mm-hmm. said, but yeah, I'd be like walking across the campus and just like look over and there'd be like a pack of five seniors and they would just go at least now I can look back
right.
and laugh about it, but yeah, it was high school was tough.
What do you remember in those moments when those kids are doing that? Like, what do you remember feeling?
like, there's no way I'm going to go back and continue doing this. Like, it made me want to quit. And that's, I kind of did that. And I honestly got to a place where I told myself, if I don't book, like, anything in the next, before the end of the year, I'm going to just be done with this and just, like, you know, continue playing football and just find out what else I want to do with life. And just after I said that to myself and made that commitment, I had two screen tests on the same day. One for this big Disney movie called Journey to the Center of the Earth, starring opposite The Rock. And I was like, this would make my life if I got this. And then later in the day, I had this screen test for this book series that's about vampires. And I was like, okay, I don't really care about that. So hopefully I get this Disney The Rock film. Good news is I got a call like a week or two after. They were like, we got good news and bad news for you. I was like, what? They're like, you didn't get The Rock movie. I was devastated. They're like, but you did get the vampire movie. And I was like, okay. And that is what saved my...
Did you doubt taking it at all? And did you have any concept of the fandom before you took it?
No concept, no. People told me, like, these books are pretty popular. And I was like, okay, yeah, I've never heard of them, but... So I had no real concept except people telling me this could be something because the books are popular.
Right.
But definitely did not doubt taking it because I hadn't worked in years at that point.
It's so interesting to remember, like, Team Edward, Team Jacob, and the dynamic, how hard people went for those teams. Yeah. Like, people, I remember girls in my school getting in actual fights, being like, fuck you, you're Team Edward, I'm Jacob. And it's like, there are t-shirts, there's cutout versions of you guys. How do you remember you and Rob handling, like, the rivalry that people were pitting you guys against each other?
Yeah, I think it was tough. I don't know for him, but for me at least, yeah, it definitely, like, especially at the age I was at, like, you get your feelings hurt sometimes when you shouldn't, but it's hard not to sometimes. But yeah, it was a little difficult, but you know, Rob and I were always able to, I mean, the thing with me and Rob is we're just very, very different people. We never really connected on a deep level just because we're different humans, but he was always fantastic and the sweetest person ever. But yeah, I think it was awkward at times for the two of us to, you know, be standing together on a balcony and having 10,000 girls, like, booing, you know, Rob, but then cheering for me, but then, you know, this half, you know, booing me and cheering, but us having to have some sort of, like, friendship. It was difficult.
It was just so much back then, and a lot of us commoners, Taylor, okay, we can't comprehend what overnight success feels like. Can you kind of just paint the picture of you as a human when your life transformed because of Twilight? Like, what happened? What was going on?
Yeah, I think the biggest part is when you're in the middle of it, like, when that overnight success happens, that overnight fame happens, you can't process it when you're, like, in it. So it kind of just, it happened, and I thought everything was awesome. Like, you know, yeah, there's, like, 12 paparazzi cars following me, but it's cool, it's fun. Like, yeah, like, I, you know, haven't been to a grocery store or movie theater in 10 years, but that's life. And I think it took, like, going through that and living that way and then taking a step back and realizing how much more there was to life to really get me to process what I had been through and how, you know, not normal it was. And I was young. I started, you know, in the franchise at 16. It was strange. When I was in the middle of it, it was great, all fine and dandy. But it definitely took its toll and caused me to, you know, have trust issues, feel lonely, not want to ever leave my house, just feel like I missed out on so much. And that none of that is to say I'm not thankful for it. It just, I needed a moment where I said, you know, I'm going to take a step back and focus on some other things, which I've done in the last few years. And I'm very thankful I did, because it's given me a whole new appreciation for what I did go through, what we all went through. And now I can, now I only have purely fond memories of it. Whereas before, in the last few years, you know, I've, you know, not regretted anything, but, you know, been a little sad sometimes.
Yeah.
What makes you sad?
I think the loneliness is probably the biggest part of it. And I think the number one thing that happened for me, at least, is when it happens like that, your walls just go up like this immediately, and you just try to protect anything close to you and those, you know, those close to you in your life. And doing that really prevents yourself from experiencing so much life. And yeah, it's understandable why, like, I did that, but it does cause extreme loneliness. Yeah. And it took a while to knock those big tall walls back down.
The paparazzi has died down. Yeah. It's not this craziness where you, like, can't leave your house, thank God. Was there ever a moment there where, like, you wanted it back? Like, can you try to explain that feeling?
Of course, yeah. I think that is what needed to happen for me to realize I'm putting my self-worth in the wrong place. Because that's exactly what happened, is, you know, when you start with something that big and successful, you have this massive target on your back. And if you do a movie or something that doesn't do so well, it's just, like, magnified and people destroy you for it. And that is what happened to me. And it caused me to crawl in that hole I wanted to in high school and say, I can't take this. Like, so that is what happened. And I did that. And then I went through the phase where it was, wow, nobody cares about me. Nobody's waiting to take my picture outside. I can go to the, you know, grocery store and, you know, I mean, getting recognized kind of has always been a thing, but right, it definitely felt like people didn't care about me. But it took that for me to realize, why do I care so much about what strangers think of me that I don't even know? Like, I really had to shift, you know, where I put my self-worth and, like, what I cared about. Because that was it's unhealthy for me to care so much about that. And I mean, we've talked about this on our podcast, but I dealt in the last, you know, 5 to 7 years with a lot of, like, body image issues. 'Cause, you know, in the franchise, I'm not wearing that many clothes, you know. And I also was 17, 18, 19 years old, and it was a lot easier to have a body like that. But that's, like, what most of the world knows me as. So then, you know, when they see me at 30 years old now, they're like, whoa, what happened to you? I'm like, yeah, I know. It happens. I'm human.
Yeah, that is so interesting. Like, the constant, like, shirtless, everyone loved it. We're all like, oh, he's so hot. This is so fun. And people just staring at you and kind of, like, sexualizing you at a young age and staring at you in posters and cutouts of you with your abs. Where are you at today?
Much better, okay, but certainly not perfect.
Yeah.
Much better in the sense that if you asked me that question 5 years ago, it was very difficult to get me out of the house and go to, like, a birthday party of somebody's if they asked me, because I was so insecure. I literally was like, I won't even feel comfortable going to a party and having people see me, because I think that they will just, like, be disgusted. Like, that is what I thought in my brain 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But thankfully, you know, with Tay and close friends, they've really helped me through that journey over the last few years, and I'm much better at it now. But there's good days and bad days still.
Yeah.
The difference in, like, we've been together now for 6 years, and, like, when we first started dating to, like, where he is now, like, the growth of, like, how he views himself is, like, insane. Like, it's really cool to, like, have watched him, like, go through that, because, like, I could, like, I mean, obviously, like, we can never imagine, like, yeah, going through that, but he, it's been really cool to, like, see the change in him.
I'm curious, when you guys started dating, because of us being twihards and meeting him, like, did you ever feel at all, because of the fixation on the way he looked and people obsessed with him, like, did you ever have any self-doubt about the way you looked? Like, am I good enough?
Definitely. I feel like actually more so, like, recently I've been struggling. Normally, like, growing up, I never, like, really did. I think that's just because I'm an only child and my mom always told me I was perfect growing up. She's one of those mothers. So I don't think I, like, struggled with that. But I do honestly feel like as of, like, recently, that's definitely been
tougher as of recently.
Yeah,
been. I know. I feel that way with you too. Mm-hmm. Tay's very, very confident in general, which is one of the things I love most about her. But yeah,
I think because of recently, over the past, like, year or two, we've definitely, like, with the pot, we're just, like, in the media. Like, I'm in the media for the first time. Like, I'm doing freaking press for the first time. I've never done any of that. Yeah. Like, that's not
call her daddy.
Literally this.
Here we are.
I was just telling him, like, in the car on the way over here, I was like, you know, these thoughts need to get out of my head because they're not true. But I was like, I think it's more so now of, like, kind of like a worth thing. I don't know. I was just feeling very, like, not that I'm unworthy of being here, but, like, this is huge for a normal person to be, like, sitting here with you doing this. And I was, like, in my head about it, like, not feeling like I was worthy, and I'm like, I know I work really hard, but, like I just kept saying, I don't know. And I was actually venting to his sister, who's, like, my best friend, and she was like, you keep saying I don't know, so I think that means that it's false, whatever you're thinking. Like, it's not true.
Appreciate you sharing that, because I feel like it's always difficult, which I think this is why you guys have become so successful as this couple in your podcast, is, like, it's so intimidating to ever talk about something that is happening in the moment of you being like, I'm kind of feeling a little insecure, and I'm kind of, and I, like, just pausing there, like, thank you for even just sharing that, because I can tell it is raw. I can see you, like, you feel it right now. And I think, first of all, you do deserve to be here. You two have such an incredible relationship, but also, like, you're building a brand, and it's really cool. People like you guys and listen to you guys, and we love him, but, like, I think she makes you more interesting.
She
does. I'm gonna hype her up for a minute. Give me a second, Taylor.
I'm with you.
You guys are so freaking cute. Let's talk about your love story. Tay, can you tell me, like, how did you guys meet? What happened? How did you meet this man?
Yeah. His sister, actually. I had met her a couple times through a mutual friend. And both times were in, like, very group settings. And after the second time, she'd called Taylor. I didn't know any of this, but she had called Taylor and was like, hey, like, you need to, like, throw a game night. Invite me. I'll bring this girl Tay as my friend, and, like, I just met your future wife. Like, that's, like, she's great. You're gonna like her.
She did tell me that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, invite me over to your house. I'll bring some of my friends. One of them will be Tay, and she has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So it was a complete setup.
But yeah. And even, like, I was confused when I got the invite, because our, like, mutual friend, who's, like, my childhood best friend, she was like, you know, McKenna, his sister, is very protective of Taylor, like, obviously so. And she just had, like, told me that she's very protective of him. And so when McKenna had texted me and my girlfriend, like, hey, you want to come over to my brother's for a game night, we side texted each other, and we were like, wait, why is she, like, inviting me? Like, I don't, like, know her that well. And right. I was like, well, I guess she must, like, think, like, know that I'm, like, normal and not gonna, like, be weird. And, like, yeah,
well, there was a bigger plan.
Yeah. Yeah, which I did not know. So I went over there fully just, like, play games. That's why I wasn't, like, I had just gotten out of a relationship, and I was about to start nursing school, like, in a month or so, and I was like, I'm just gonna be single, I'm gonna go through nursing school, like, I was gonna do travel nursing, and I was like, I'm not even, like, looking for that right now. So,
and we played a game of running charades together and never looked back.
No. Okay, what was your first impression of Tay?
First impression was that she was very beautiful. But I really think it was, it is true. We joke about it, but I really think like our first chemistry together was plain running charades and just realizing that we just like can banter and we're like, we just like see each other eye to eye and like, we just knew what each other was going to say before we even said it on the first night we met.
It's always been like very comfortable. Like it honestly felt like we had like known each other prior in a sense. Like yeah. It's just like one of those, like any type friendship, yeah. romantic, whatever type of relationship, it just like clicks. You're like, oh, we get along. Like this works.
What was your first impression of him?
I think that he was, I always say, I think going into like our first few hangouts, I had no clue that he was like interested in me.
Right. So, it took her a long time.
Yeah. Also, because I wasn't like looking for it. So I wasn't like, you know, and I would say Taylor is like the most respectful person like ever that I've ever dated. And that's like the biggest thing I always say is my favorite thing about him is how he respects me. And like that, just like to give you like how he was so like just wanted to like know about me, like was asking about my family, was asking like about some of my tattoos, like was just like asking questions, and it was like really nice. So I think probably that you were just like kind.
What she really means is I don't have game.
Stop, you keep saying that.
You're a nice gentleman. That's not a dick.
I say if you could like type up qualities that a girl would want in a guy, that it would be that.
Did you have any misconceptions about Taylor, just like being famous guy, you know, werewolf, shark boy, like the guy the world knows, like that you eventually figured out like, oh, I thought I was gonna think this and I didn't?
Yeah, I think it's hard because like he is so normal, like you wouldn't know he's famous if you didn't know he was famous. And like it was kind of like, obviously I walked into his house and I was like, wow, this is a nice ass house. Like I've never been in a house like this before. But
like, ooh, he's rich. But I love the honesty. Like, you're like, ooh, I could get used to this.
But he's just like nice. Like he was you're probably in like freaking like joggers and a t-shirt, just like
probably a onesie.
Probably a onesie. He's just like chill and laid back. So I think maybe I don't know. I'm trying to remember, like, if I even, like, gave it thought about it. But I think I was, I don't know. I know for sure I was, like, it took me so long because, one, I was, like, not looking for a relationship. But also, like, I wasn't about to be the girl that's, like, the new friend and I'm, like, going to date her famous brother.
Yeah.
I was, like, I'm really not going to do that one. Yeah. Like, that's not cool.
That's such a good point, too, because it's already, like, if you have a friend that's connecting you with, like, here's my sibling, we're all going to just be hanging out.
Yeah.
It's already like, oh, you don't cross the boundary.
Yeah.
But clearly your sister was like, let's make this happen. Get over there. I want this to happen. How soon, Taylor, did you start to catch feelings for Tay?
Catch feelings pretty quickly, but I feel like there was light treading on both sides. Her for, like, the brother thing and her friend. Me, you know, she was younger. She was my sister's age. And I was just, I wanted to be careful with it. So it definitely catch feelings, you know, very soon. But I was definitely slow with it.
Yeah.
We kissed first on New Year's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, slow down. Yeah. Hi, I'm over here. You two, like, looking each other's eyes, like, and then I'm like, no, back up. No, rewind. Okay, hold on. After the group hangouts, who made the first move to be like, let's go on a date?
Yeah.
So I would say the date came after the kiss.
Oh.
New Year's Eve.
This is actually a really fun story.
Bring us to New Year's Eve.
Story in a while. I still am like, don't really, I think there's part of me that thinks that he likes me, but I'm just like, there's no way. Like,
because for the last like 2 weeks, we'd been texting nonstop.
He followed
like,
me on Instagram, and my dad was like, he likes you. My dad has never done this in my entire life, ever. My dad multiple times kept telling me that Taylor liked me, and I was like, Dad, no. Like, he's just like nice. He's just friendly. I don't like, no. But that kind of like, that happened, and there was obvious signs, but I was in denial.
But yep. The ball is dropping.
The ball is dropping. We're at Taylor's for New Year's.
And have you been like vibing that night?
For sure.
Flirting?
Yeah.
Yeah. This has been probably, 6 hours up until this point. I feel like there's a lot, there's some clues here. She's going to put these context clues together, and this is going to be the most romantic New Year's kiss ever. I'm standing directly behind her. My chest is basically up against her back. The ball is dropping. I'm playing with her hair from behind, twisting her hair, and I'm waiting for when Ryan Seacrest goes, Happy New Year's, for her to just glance back at me, and I'm going to plant it. But this chick just dead.
I didn't move.
She would not move. She wouldn't look at me. She probably
took. I was literally just
like. So, you can feel his peck here and you're like.
Literally. Well, I literally, what was going through my mind was, what if I turn around right now and he's like.
That's
what
fair.
Are you doing?
That's fair. It kind of sucks that you weren't making eye contact because then you could get, even if you were standing next to each other, you could look up. But for her to swing around and you're like, bitch, back up.
Yeah. Calm down. And we were next to his friends who were a couple but weren't, and they didn't kiss either. So they were just standing there. And so I was just frozen.
You're happy not New moving. Year.
So yeah, it was awkward at that moment. And then an hour later. That's what happened.
No, you have to tell me the details. How did it... Guys, I love this. It's Call Her Daddy. Okay, so you get basically not rejected. You just don't move your body physically to even know that he was ready for the kiss. An hour later, what happens?
We're laying down. It's, starting to get tired. On the couch or something. Okay. It's a big couch.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we were just talking for
we were talking for a while and it just kept inching and inching and inching,
and then she does to say that she did the final lean in.
I did,
and I'll let her have it.
Well, you can let her have it because you had the intention when the ball was dropping, Taylor.
Yeah, I was ready. And we had to cram dates in because we kissed and 3 weeks later I was leaving to London to film a show. And I was I think this is real, so I want to get to know her enough so that she can maybe come visit me, or we can keep this going, because I don't want to get to know her for 2-3 weeks and then 3 months goes by. And so I was I gotta lock this up. Right. So we crammed a lot into 3 weeks, and then I was would you want to come visit me in London?
Yeah.
Who said I love you first?
Me.
Then immediately
where
after.
Where and when?
London.
Yeah.
On the London trip.
Yeah, yeah, so he...
You flew over on Valentine's Day.
I did fly on Valentine's Day. My first time ever flying first class.
Oh, I knew. Once I saw the house, I was put me in, coach. Let's go.
It was,
get your bag, girl.
It was literally a whirlwind. It was really cool, though, because he left and a couple weeks went by, but that whole time we could only talk on the phone. So it was when I was going to visit him, I felt I had already kind of been dating him for 6 months because of how much we could literally just talk.
Absolutely.
But yeah, he didn't tell me anything about what first class is. I was on British Airways where they have meal service. I had no clue. So let me just paint this for you. I show up at the airport. This is honestly my first time flying by myself. I think I did one little thing somewhere. I was shocked. He was shocked. My parents let me do it. My parents were he seems.
She's 20.
I'm 20 at this point. Time. I'm about to turn 21. But I get to the airport. There's the British Airways lounge, and the ticketing lady who's checking my bag. She's like, I'm so sorry, I can't let you in the lounge. You're not 21. And I was like, oh, it's okay. I don't know what a lounge is. I'm like, it's fine, totally. And she's like, I can give you a meal voucher. I was like, oh my gosh, that's great. So I literally
gets a $12 meal voucher and goes and gets herself a stale, disgusting sandwich,
a pre-made from a sandwich
shop, because she thought she needed to eat before getting on the plane because she didn't realize she could eat on the plane.
It was a long trip. I was like, I'm gonna need to get
this
food.
Is epic. keep going.
And okay, so I'm I get on the plane and they hand you a glass of champagne as you walk on the plane. My first thought is, I'm not 21. Is this okay? And I'm like, well, I'm going to England. It's fine there. So I'm like, okay.
Chug it.
Yeah, I take the champagne and I'm walking and I see these seats and I sit down and there's a screen and the whole pod thing. And I'm just I'm like, what is happening right now? Like, I'm like, I literally like sent, I'm texting Taylor. I'm like, what, like, what, like, what is happening?
They're like, he's, would you like us make your bed for you?
Yeah, they're like, let us know when you want, like, here's your pajamas. Let us know when you, like, you want your bed made. And I was like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, you don't need to do that. So I have, before we get on the plane, I don't know that there's a meal service. So I had just eaten my $12 pre-made sandwich and some stuff. And they like come over, they bring the menu and they're like, what would you like for dinner? I'm like, can I just have some fruit? They're like, the lady, the flight attendant was like, what? And I was like, yeah, just like some fruit would be great. I'm not that hungry. And then they start like making everyone's like tables and they start bringing out the food. They bring me this fruit platter. I have a photo of it. It's literally like the above light. It looks like the most like beautiful, beautiful fruit platter ever made. Oh, I land in London. We all stand
Alex
up.
Alex is going to love this part.
I stand up to grab my like luggage and I look on the other side of the plane on the window. Is Mr. Team Edward himself. Rob is literally across the row from me on this plane. No. And I'm like, what are the odds right now of this? I'm literally like going to see Taylor.
I was like, she saw me. I was like, did you say hello? She's like, no. Do you think he would have believed me?
Like, imagine I'm dating Taylor Lautner. And he's like, yeah, aren't we all, bitch? Like, get out of here. No.
That is so funny. I know. I was like,
that is so. That was like meant to be, though. It was like a sign.
Yeah.
So like you're in the right place and yeah. Switch teams. Time to switch
yeah.
teams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
we love our werewolf.
Right yeah.
Wow, guys, that is such a good story. I also love you just being like, I'll have my sandwich. Like, yeah. And you're like, oh, you.
He was mad at me.
Know.
He's like, you didn't eat
she
the food.
She got there. I was like, because I didn't tell her anything going in. So she gets there and I'm like, how was everything? Tell me about
and
it.
She's like,
and she's like, well, you know, I had the sandwich before. I was like, are you kidding me?
When I had gotten to the hotel, he was like standing out there. I had a driver with my name. I had never had a driver before. Never seen someone with my right. name. I'm being driven to this beautiful hotel in London, which I've never been. Taylor greets me. I go up to the room. He has like champagne. He has, what is it? Classe Azul tequila. I had no clue what that even was. Oh. He has chocolate covered strawberries out. And I walk in this room. I'm silent. I'm not saying anything because I'm so overwhelmed in like a good way, but I'm just like, my brain is like trying to process what the past 12 hours have been. And he kept being like, are you okay? Like, are you okay?
What's wrong? Like, she wouldn't
she's
speak.
Like, she's like, I don't know what to do right yeah, now. I need to go like write in a journal or something and just remember all of this. That is like every girl's dream of just like, whoa, like what a first trip to go see a guy that you're falling in love with. And it yeah. just so happens like then there's Edward Cullen to your right and then yeah. you walk in and then there's Jacob and then there's a fruit platter tower and you're like, whoa, this is the life. Wow. And so on that trip, you said, I love you.
Yeah.
Did you say it back?
Yeah.
And then it was like.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
over from there.
Wow, you guys. And now you're happily married and here we go. Okay, you mentioned at the beginning of this episode, so I just have to bring it up. Okay. Yes. There is a woman. Her name is Taylor Swift.
Oh, yes.
She was just named Person of the Year. She's a baller. She's yeah. We love her. Her music is brilliant.
Yeah.
And you dated her.
Yeah.
And the Swifties just named you Taylor Swift's best ex.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Because you don't want to be on the other side of the coin. Okay. Okay. You don't want to be on the other side.
I'll take it.
Can you talk to me just briefly, just like about like, how did you guys build a friendship after dating? Like, that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, every relationship is different. I think when you respect somebody for who they are, like in their soul, it allows you to move on, forgive, and continue that, you know, love in a different way, just differently. And thankfully, we had that. We definitely, so yeah, after things ended between us, we were so young,
yeah.
but after,
how old were you?
I was 18.
Oh, okay.
She was 20, 21.
Yeah. Young.
Yeah. But, we stayed friendly. We would see each other now and then, but we then did fall out of touch and we didn't talk for a while, but I've always had, the deepest respect for who she is as a person, before anything else. So then it was, it's been really fantastic over the last year. I mean, honestly, I would say one of the greater things to happen in my life over the last year is the rekindling of our friendship. Mm-hmm. Because she just is above anything else that she is. She is just a wonderful human. And she's pretty great to have in your life.
There are sometimes those relationships where it's like all good and chill. Yeah. Obviously yours is different because it's like there were songs written about you and the world knew about you guys. And isn't Back to December? I go back to December. What happened in December, Taylor?
Oh, you don't want to know.
No, but because she broke up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, yeah. I'm thinking back on exactly what happened, but no, yep, she
it
did.
Was over. I'm curious, obviously, again, like this is someone that we grew up and love and listen to her music. And I know you're a Swiftie. And so like, how has it been for you just like having Taylor be cordial and chill with an ex that sure is like you're a fan of, we're all fans of her, but you also are like, oh, but this is also my husband. Like, how do you handle that?
I mean, it's honestly all her. She just makes it so easy. And literally before we had even gone to like film the music video, she was always like, in even the first text that she sent him when she was like pitching the idea, she like included me in it. And she like is so inclusive of me and everything, which is so like kind of her. But she's just kind, and she's very thoughtful, and like she makes it very easy to like, I could literally be like, go bye, have, yeah, like I could literally close the door, whatever, like them two be together and I could care less. Yeah.
You know what we need? We need a double date with her, Travis, and the Taylors. Oh my God, that's three tables at a table and Travis Kelsey walk into a bar.
All
Can you
tees.
Imagine?
All I mean, he would love that because he's a big football guy.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun. Yeah. It's listen, I just think it's so cute. And I think obviously you guys get it. Like there's such a fascination with, she's the most famous woman in the world. Yeah. And I think it's really cool. I think people just love to see that you came out and supported her and then you were there with him. And it's just, yeah, it's cool because you don't get to see cordial moments like that in media often, of like exes, yeah, coming back together but new relationships are respected. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, bravo.
They want the drama, they want the, oh, this isn't, you know, that's what the media wants. But it's been really cool.
Oh yeah, they want
there.
You to like, they want a shot of you paparazzi like crying outside of the stadium, like, yeah, it's not gonna happen. No. Like, no. Let us live our dream, okay? Like, we're all happy. Okay, we're gonna play a game.
Okay.
Ooh. Who is, and then you're gonna answer,
okay.
Who is needier? Taylor, man. Say it out loud.
Boy Taylor.
Yeah, I know.
In what ways?
All of them. Go ahead. Yeah, in what ways? I'm working on it. But I've always been, you know, a little bit insecure, you know, a little bit like struggled with jealousy. Like I've always had that within me. And it used to like eat me alive, and now I don't want to speak for you, wifey, but I feel like it's a lot yeah, better now. But definitely needier. I'm like I also am physical touch and words of affirmation. She is not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She is acts of service. She just wants me, if I were to do the dishes or something, oh my gosh, she would be on cloud nine. I just want to snuggle. I just want to like hear what you're thinking. Let's like baby talk. Come on.
I love this. Yeah. I love this. You're like, come on, let's lay. And you're like, do you want to get me a coffee?
Yeah.
But I get that. Okay. Yeah. That's a good answer. Who is more romantic?
I would say me.
Yeah. I would say you.
Yeah.
Boy Taylor.
Her, yeah. Boy Taylor for sure. Because, yeah, I mean, if your idea of romance is like, you know, washing the dishes and taking out the trash and making her lunch, then I would say girl Tay.
What's something very romantic you've done for her?
I mean, proposal was pretty good.
Yeah, that was really good.
Wait, quickly share.
for anyone that
we did it at home, because I always asked her, like, leading up, like, we knew it was going to happen. Yeah. We, you know, I didn't want her to know when, but
of course
we both knew it's happening. Yeah. So I just, like, straight up asked her, I'm like, what do you want? Like, what in your dream world, what do you want? And her, she always just said, like, I don't want anything big. Like, I don't want, you know, nothing.
I know it would be something that he would stress about. Also, I didn't want anything big, yeah. But Taylor is like, it needs to be perfect. Like, I knew he was going to stress about it, mm-hmm. which is true, because he had the ring for a long time and just couldn't pick on what to do. And I was like, just literally one night, just when you're feeling it, just I'll be washing the dishes, just like pop it out.
These
like
dishes, guys.
A lot of dishes.
A lot of dishes. He likes to cook, and he uses a lot of dishes, so there's always dishes.
We do have a dish problem.
We do have a lot of dishes. But I was always like, just do it at home. Like,
she's like, one night, like when we're having dinner and a glass of wine, just like do it then. She's like, I just want it to happen. So I did it at home. I did it in the kitchen, but I kind of planned like an event for her to go to. And she thought it was just totally normal and separate. And the second she left, I had my like friend team show up, and we transformed the kitchen with just, you know, a lot of roses and candles,
a lot of flowers, a lot of candles.
And when she came back from the event, it was pretty freaking cute.
Yeah, it was.
Were you absolutely shocked when you walked in, because weren't expecting it?
I could not stop sobbing. I Taylor literally had to come grab me. I was like from the garage, like it's probably like 10 steps into the kitchen, but I literally would like, I took 2 steps and like fell like hands to my knees, like and I knew it was coming. I mean, obviously not then, but I knew it was coming, and like I did not expect to like act like that, but I was like, I was a freaking mess. Taylor literally had to be like, okay, he was literally like,
I had to pick her up, and what did I say?
He was like, I gotta ask the question.
Oh, yeah. He goes, I have some words I have to say to you, like, come on. And I was like, I was just like, sobbing.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Oh, wow, that's pretty good, Taylor. Okay, who is more likely to buy a gift the other one hates?
Girl Tay. Because she's going to buy me a gift that she wants me to use to do it with the dishes or something. Oh, we're back. It's true. She's going to buy me a gift that, like, she's going to buy me, like, a vacuum. She's, like, going to be like, it's a really nice vacuum. It's like a Dyson, you know? It's like it sucks and blows. And I'm going to be like, but I don't want to, like, vacuum the stairs right now.
I'm not gonna buy you a vacuum.
You would,
but maybe if it's a Dyson.
You've bought me similar things to a vacuum,
right? She's got a vision,
yeah,
of what she wants you to be doing with the items that she's buying.
Exactly.
You instead of being like, I think you would like this, she's like, I want you to like this thing. Yeah, get on it,
make it happen.
That's a good answer. Who is sloppier when they're drunk?
Girl, yeah, boy Tay.
Oh. Girl Tay doesn't get drunk.
Girl Tay legit can have 5 drinks and be the same human.
What?
It's so annoying.
And you're like doing backflips in the corner.
Yes, yes.
2 tequila shots and Taylor's like, watch this round off,
I'm
that handspring.
I'm on Mars and she can have 5 old fashions and be.
I don't like not being like in control of myself. Yeah, so yeah. I don't ever let myself like get there. So.
Boy Tay, sloppier when drunk. Who is more likely to start the argument?
Oh, Lord.
The eye roll?
Just, I thought I was going on Call Her Daddy, not a freaking roast.
Bro, you just roasted me for 20 minutes.
If anyone's driving and didn't see, Mr. Lautner rolled his eyes, and it's you. Okay, you're the one to start the argument.
I mean,
I think the eye roll was enough like proof that
it was. It was a little sassy. Like, no, I don't. Yes, you do.
I have some sass in me.
Okay.
Yeah, and that probably is why I would be the one to start it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate you acknowledging it and being self-aware.
Yeah.
We love that.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay?
Good job.
I'm aware that you're married. So, like, the word, the ick, you don't, like, have the ick of each other. But I always say this to Matt. I'm like, if we had to pick an ick of each other, like, what would it be? And I'm like, there are these pants that Matt wears sometimes when he's going to golf. And I'm like, well, we can't have sex tonight because I saw you in the pants. And like, it's never going to happen.
All you'll be thinking about.
Literally. It's all I'll be thinking about. If you had to pick the ick that you have of each other, what's that one thing that you're like, Taylor, stop?
Well, go ahead. I know you have yours.
Wait, what's mine?
My lack of cleanliness. And
No, that's not an ick.
What?
I actually... feel like I was just thinking of one.
Oh, jeez.
As like a joke, literally like this, like not an ick as in like, never going to talk to you again, but like.
But what?
I know, I'm trying to think. You go and then maybe it'll jog my memory.
It's not an ick.
Okay. You've already roasted me enough at this point.
That's like when you start something being like, I don't mean to be an asshole, but. Right. You're like, it's not an ick, but.
No, it's actually something that we've had to work on together.
Okay.
Is just our different communication styles.
Oh.
We have very different communication styles. So if there is some, we do not argue much.
I remembered mine.
At all.
Sorry.
Oh, great. I
didn't know yours was going to be more fun. Keep going.
Yeah, right?
Okay,
but communication.
Communication. Okay, you have different communications.
I want, if there's a disagreement or something, mm-hmm. I want to just be like, what's wrong? What are you thinking?
You're
like,
such a man.
Tell me about it. Like, let's talk about it. She needs time to process.
Needs space.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I need space.
Me
I need
too,
the
girl.
But it used to be very frustrating to me because I just have to like sit by myself in silence, just wondering what she's upset about, what she thinks I did, and she doesn't want to talk yet, and it's frustrating.
You're like the kid in like Time Out, and you're like. Meanwhile, it's like that's so men being like, "What? I want to fix it. What did I do?
Tell me
what I did.
Say
Let's
it.
Go. Let's go."
Yeah,
and we're like. I need alone time. And they're like, ah! Like, men can't handle it.
Yeah.
Okay, that is, I could see that you being an ick of like, get out of the room and just tell me. Just tell me. And she's like, I need space.
Yeah.
Okay, what is yours, Tay?
How you blow your nose.
I know. Thank you.
What does he do? What?
Oh, this is horrible. I've agreed to this.
It's just how you hold the paper.
I know. I don't even know why I do it.
I brought it up to him like a couple weeks ago. And I was like, why do you do that?
Nobody ever taught me how to blow your nose.
What? I guess, I don't know. Show me. What do you do?
Here's my only thing.
Do I have a tissue in here? How do you hold it?
When you go like that to it, like normal people do,
right?
It grosses me out. And I know it's polite to everyone else, but that's why when I blow my nose, I go in complete privacy. But with my wife, I let her see it. But
we're about to get a tissue.
Oh,
no, we're literally getting a tissue. Hand it to this man. Man. Thank you, Jordan. He's like, this is not.
Thank you.
This is a roast. Okay.
Thank you. Can you hold this?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
I get this is not polite, but it grosses me out.
Yeah. You. Yes.
When
the
you go like this, I don't even know how you do it. I don't know how normal people do it. But when you like wrap it around and you blow it, and then it's just feeling like it's splattering all over it's on the outside of your nose and it gets on your lip, and I don't want it touching me.
Uh-huh.
So I will fold it in half like this. I'll literally go like this, and I'll go like this so it doesn't touch my face at all. I do not want it getting on my lower lip. I do not want it spraying anywhere on my face. So I will cover my face like this, and I'll just like go like that. And sometimes I get that it's a little messy, but it doesn't get on my face. But I do it in privacy.
I'm gonna actually start crying. I have never in my
life. I literally go like this, and then afterwards I need a second one then to just clean up. And then that's how I blow my nose.
That's just the promo right there. Everyone's like, what the fuck are they doing? Dude, that is, of everything I thought one day, call her daddy. I knew I'd see weird shit. I never thought we would get a tutorial from Taylor Lautner of how to blow the nose.
Yeah, I know.
What is it again? Lautner?
Lautner.
Lautner. Jesus fucking Christ.
You already said I'm gonna ruin it.
We're moving on. Let's talk about your podcast. Gosh damn it. Tay. What has been the most rewarding thing of putting yourself out there, getting into the public eye, and talking on a show every week?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I'm having so much fun with it. I think the most rewarding thing in general is like getting to do it together, because we always say like after every episode, we're like, this is like free therapy, like, and getting to do it together and like, obviously working with your spouse is like, obviously there's the difficulties with it, but it's pretty much just like
blowing up the noses.
But it's really fun. Like, we just have fun together doing it. But yeah,
that's amazing. And I can imagine now that I'm thinking about it, like the conversation that you guys are having, I bet so many times when, whether you're doing it together or a guest leaves, you guys probably get to just sit and be like, continuing the conversation. And I think that's something that's so beautiful about podcasting is
yeah.
It sparks, I remember I had someone on the other month and they were like, I've literally never even talked about this in therapy. Like, shit. Like, yeah. I just realized this. I need to go talk to my therapist about it.
Yeah.
It opens up, like, when you have long form conversations, you kind of just let your mind go wherever you want it to go. And it does feel like a safe space because you're able to contextualize what you're talking about. Whereas maybe on social media, it's like 3 seconds of something out of context. This is like, explain yourself, sit down, go through it. So that is a really good answer. And that's cool. What is it like working with your wife?
It's great. I mean, she runs the ship. I show up. She says, sit here, and, you know, turns my mic. Like, she does everything. She's a genius. Dang. She legit, she does our sound. She does the cameras. She does it all by herself. We don't have people doing that for us.
Whoa. How did you learn this?
Just learned.
She decided she wanted to do a podcast, so she taught herself.
Have you found it's exciting to connect with guests? Like, is it odd to be getting filmed when you're having these conversations? I know you're more used to a camera in your face.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly feel like it may be easier for me than him really? For some reason. But it's I love these types of conversations.
Why do you think that is, Taylor?
I know. She's just so natural with it. Okay, no, I do know why it is. It's because it's hard for me to open up and talk about things that I never have and never thought I would have before. Because for so long, I was just like, you know, if a camera is around, I'm like, I have to be perfect.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't, you know, want people to know my deepest, darkest secrets. So the idea of doing a mental health podcast that to show the world where we are talking about very vulnerable topics on each episode was very terrifying to me at first. Yeah. And I didn't know how long it was going to last, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But it has truly been a game changer for me in my life, getting those things out. And it's just so healthy to talk about them.
We'll literally like sit down to film and like, I'll bring up a topic and then Taylor will just like start talking and like he'll start like sharing these things and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess we're gonna talk about that.
Yeah.
That's kind of therapeutic though, right?
Very.
Oh yeah.
Very.
And having your wife next to you, like, I do think of everything that you've shared today about your history and everything you've gone through in the industry, I bet a lot of people wish they could have someone sitting next to them that's so strong and smart and articulate and supportive to sit next to them when cameras are in your face. And she's like, let's do this thing. And you're like, okay, here we go. But to know like she's got you.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool.
No, it makes me feel very comfortable.
Okay, last two questions. I know I don't even know how long we've been going. I feel like we've been going forever, but we keep talking and I'm having a great time. Do you guys have like goals as a couple? Like even podcast, not podcast, whatever you guys want to talk about. Like, do you guys have goals? What do you guys talk about at home of like what you want for yourselves and your family?
I feel like going into this like new year, like this past year, I'm staring at the tissue on the floor. Yeah, and I can't. This past year, I feel like has been a lot of like groundwork in the sense of like, you know, it's the first time we've obviously ever done a podcast, like figuring out how to do that. Just a lot of like my like our foundation, my brand, Taylor's brand, like just like what life looks like. It's kind of a lot of like ground laying in the sense for that. Obviously you've already had a career, so you're not ground laying that, but I feel like this coming year is just like I feel like we're gonna excited. Like I feel like I like understand things a little more now, and like I feel more confident in myself to go out and like do things.
Yeah. I would say we both have our individual goals, you know, career-wise and whatever. But for me, I'm excited to start that journey again with my head on straight, you know, knowing that no matter what happens, I have this.
Yeah.
Like, I always have this to fall back on. So now doing that is a choice. I'm doing it because I want to be doing it. I can do the things that I am passionate about and want to be doing. And I care less about, you know, how successful something's going to be or how I'm perceived by people that I don't know, because I'm doing what I love. And at the end of the day, I'm going to come back home to the person I love. And just, you know, it's a nice feeling to have.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys being so open today and going with me in so many different directions, because I think a lot of what you guys shared is very relatable. But I do think when you are in a healthy relationship, it's so incredible to see individually what you can conquer and what you can achieve when you have that person next to you that is supporting you and that is there for you. Because it's, people always are like, if you're too close, it's codependence. No, there's such independence within a partnership that you can grow even more because you've got your rock next to you and you can lean on them when you come home and you're like, am I seeing this wrong, or am I stressing about, or I'm going to go for this role and I'm really anxious. How do we get through it? Yeah. Having each other is really cool. And I think a lot of people will look up to your guys' relationship of like, that is the way that you speak about each other, of like from when you met, the way he treated you, the way you treat him, and just moving forward. It's really cool to see. So congratulations on everything you guys are doing, and everyone go watch The Squeeze, and just like, thanks for coming on. I had a great time, guys.
Us too.
You're a great time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on Caller Daddy. Woo! Woo!